Since returning from our parish pilgrimage to the Holy Land not quite a month ago, I have found that certain points of scripture just jump off the page as I read them like they never did before. And today's gospel is no exception, simply the reference to the Jordan River, where St. John the Baptist was found baptizing. Immediately my mind went back to our group's visit to the Jordan River, where we all together renewed our baptismal promises and took advantage of the opportunity for a group photo, which is essential at various points on the pilgrimage. The Jordan River. The Jordan River is the boundary line, the border, if you will, between Israel and Jordan, or between the West Bank and Jordan. And the Jordan River appears in numerous places in the scriptures, not just in the gospel today, but also several places in the Old Testament. And it seems like every time the Jordan River appears, it is a kind of boundary line. The first place we find it is in the very beginnings of the Old Testament during the people's journey from their slavery in Egypt. In order to enter the promised land after the Exodus, they have to cross the Jordan River, and God works that great miracle of parting the waters so that they can cross over on dry land. And it's at the Jordan River that Elijah is taken to heaven in a fiery chariot. It's, if you will, the boundary for him over which he crossed from this life into eternity. We meet a leper, Naaman, in the Old Testament, who the prophet Elisha tells to go wash in the Jordan River for his cleansing. And so the Jordan River becomes that boundary between his sickness and health. And today, we meet the Jordan River as the boundary line between the Old Testament and the New. John the Baptist. There at the Jordan River, he's the last of the prophets and the very first witness to Jesus Christ. He stands there on the boundary between old and new. He stands there on the threshold of the gift of salvation that is about to appear in Christ. And there on the boundary between old and new, what is his call to the people? Repent. He called the people to come to the water to acknowledge their sins and to receive the baptism of repentance. For again, he was the very boundary between our fall into sin and the gift of new life in Christ. And so for us, baptism is our Jordan River, that boundary between our coming into this world slaves of sin and the gift of new life, the gift of grace. And yet that conversion, that call to repentance, is not just a one-time thing for us. It's an ongoing reality in our life as Christians, because if we're honest with ourselves, we flirt with that boundary line, don't we? We flirt between sin and grace, and we fall even after our baptism into sin. We cross back over, if you will, into our old life. And we need, throughout our life, to repent, to acknowledge our sins. God calls our sins before us. He calls us to repent, not because he wants us to be discouraged and to be brought down by the reality of our sinfulness, but because he knows that sin is the one and only obstacle that stands between us and the fullness of life he desires to give us. He wants us to acknowledge our sins so that we can then be open to the gift of his mercy, so that we can open ourselves to the removal of that obstacle by his grace, open to living more fully that life that he desires for us, that life that ultimately is the source of true and lasting happiness. I would propose there are two ways for us to make this a regular habit in our lives, a regular striving to acknowledge and repent of our sins. The first is each day, at the end of the day, before we lay our head on our pillow for the night, making an examination of our day, looking back over the hours that have passed, asking the Lord to show us where we cooperated with his grace that day and where we failed to do so, where we flirted again with that boundary line, with the Jordan River between sin and grace, and making a daily act of contrition, asking his forgiveness for our failures. And then also, secondly, making a regular practice of receiving his grace that comes to us in a most profound way in the sacrament of penance. The confession is a profound gift. God's grace is without a doubt at work there. And in that place, he has guaranteed that if we humbly acknowledge our sins and ask his forgiveness, we need not wonder. We know that his mercy is given and that he has placed us anew squarely on the side of life and of grace. Through the sacrament of penance, God forgives our sins and he strengthens us. He fortifies us with his grace to go back into that battle as we face the temptation to cross back over into our old ways. How much we need that gift of his grace. So today, as we meet our Lord, as we do each week here in this Holy Mass in the gift of the Eucharist, let's beg him for the grace to recognize, to see our sins, those obstacles that stand between us and the fullness of life he desires for us. And let us humbly acknowledge our need for his mercy. And echoing the words of the psalm today, let's beg him to show us his kindness and grant us the gift of salvation. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.